We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's 8:20. Okay, Michael Rell is with us. He had a lot of hits in his life. Of course, if the name sounds familiar, Rell, R-E-L-L, who could that have been? I'm going on a limb here, but I think he's related to our former governor, M. Jody Rell, and her fine husband, Lou. Hi.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Joe. How are you guys?
How are you? When did you get to? Oh, by the way, Joe's on vacation, just so you'll know, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. He wasn't here today. He's taking the day off, so that's all right. When did you become mayor of Wethersfield?
Just a little less than a year ago, last November. The fine voters of Wethersfield elected me to a fourth term on the town council, and the highest vote getter of the majority party typically becomes the mayor. And I had the confidence of all nine members of the council to elect me as mayor.
Well, you've had some experience, of course, with government. Thanks, part of it's inherited because yeah. of your mom. But I mean, I think the thing is, I mean, you worked for what, the House Republicans or Senate Republicans?
Yeah, yep. I worked for both actually caucuses over 20 years, working at the Legislative Office Building, and as you said, it is inherited. I didn't get the airline pilot from my father. I got the politics from my mother.
I loved your dad. God.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, I'm an aviation freak, and, you know, we used to talk about planes and stuff, and he was great.
Oh, yeah.
He flew for TWA for many a year, as I recall.
Yes, he sure did. Yep. Back when there was the big airlines, Pan Am, United, Delta, TWA.
Yeah.
Those were the good old days.
Those were good days, Michael, but they're good days going on in Wethersfield, even at this very moment. And let's talk a little bit about this thing that's going to be on the History Channel. And I did mention earlier, Hallmark, I think, shot a Christmas movie there in the center of town. Maybe 2 years ago, was it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Christmas on Honeysuckle Lane. It's a Hallmark movie, and there was another one on Lifetime. I think it's our charm in Wethersfield, particularly old Wethersfield.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah. And this one, the other day, right here in old Wethersfield at the Historical Society, the History Channel is filming Food That Built America. And don't ask me what,
I was going to ask you.
Wethersfield played a role in that. But, we do have a great history here in town, and I'm sure it's going to be exciting. I can't wait. I think it's going to be broadcast in February. Hopefully get more details soon.
Let us know.
I definitely will.
I would imagine there was a lot of, back in those days, if you look at some of the restored, well, the maintained houses, so to speak, the landmarks, a lot of those probably did hearth cooking. That was a big deal.
Oh, yes. Yep, yeah, and we even do it at one of the events. It's cookies over coals around Christmas time.
All right.
We're not going to be able to do it this year, but the school kids take a field trip, and they bake cookies literally over a fire. And teaches you a little bit of history and takes you back into the 1700s when that was the norm back then.
Well, now you want to get into the argument of which is the oldest town in Connecticut?
Well, I'm proud to say Wethersfield is. I don't know about this town of Windsor. They have a couple months, but it's on our town seal. I'll take that any day.
You know, if you're going alphabetically, you're going to win because it's W-E as opposed to W-I. So you've got it already. Hey, a quick political question. I mean, I was always under the impression that Wethersfield was a very Democratic town. But what's happened here, Michael? You're a Republican.
I am, but, I kind of similar to what my mom and how she served her 25, 30 years in politics is, you reach across the aisle for compromise. And 99% of what we do is bipartisan. I'm active in the community. I've got two young kids. I listen to folks and, I tell them exactly what I believe in, and sometimes it's Republican, sometimes it's Democrat theory. But you're right, Wethersfield is a town where believe it or not, there's more Democrats than unaffiliated. I think it's 41%, wow. 40%, and 19% Republican. And it just goes to to show that if you work bipartisanly, you cross the aisle, you do what's fair, what's right. You know, people look past the R or D label and look at who the person is.
Is still one of the big things in your budget is, as I recall, is like pensions, paying for pensions, benefits for those who have retired. Is that still a big deal?
It's just like the state, and I think every municipality is grappling with it. It's your fixed costs, health care, retirement, pensions, salary, contractual obligations.
Right,
it takes up nearly 90% of your budget. The fluff, the new fire trucks, the leaf blowers, the books in a library.
Right.
That is just, that's minimal compared to the fixed cost that you have to deal with on a town budget.
Well, and you know, since just a moment ago we were talking about the center of town, if you go down to Old Weathersfield, I have somebody who lives on the green down there. I know somebody. And, you know, the Broad Street green, I think it is.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's gorgeous. It's just, you know, it's a marvelous town. Very historic. And the center of town, you know, you got a couple of restaurants there. You got the old country store. You're working by any kind of candy known to man. Things that you didn't even know they made anymore. They got them in there.
Yep.
And a pretty nice selection of candles, too, I might say. But anyway, if you go in there, there's that. And then, you know, there's something you're going to be doing, and talk about bipartisan. I think we all agreed on this, and that's drive-through flu shots.
Oh, yes. Yes. And it's one thing. You know, as you may recall, I married a nurse. So prior to being with my wife and having kids, I didn't even think about getting the flu shot. I was fortunate. I never had the flu and rarely got sick. But once we had kids, my wife said, "You're getting a flu shot." So you would just drive up, pull in, and roll up your sleeve and take one in the arm.
Where's this going to be, Michael?
Yeah, it you know, this is a little bit different. I got nervous, you know, thinking 2-3-4 hour lines in the car and people were going to complain. No, the town and the Central Connecticut Health District did a phenomenal job. We did two of them in the morning and afternoon. People drove up, rolled up their sleeves. Didn't even get out of the car, kept their mask on.
Cool.
And pulled out within, I probably waited in line 20 minutes.
Max.
Yeah, exactly. It was great. And it's something people should do, especially now.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you do start to show symptoms of the flu or COVID, one of the first questions they ask is, did you get a flu shot? And if you say yes, 9 out of 10 times the doctor can rule out that you do not have the flu. You might have something worse. So,
let's hope it's not that. I just assume it not be that, if you don't mind. Hey, very quickly, how are you guys doing with the coronavirus? Are you doing okay in town?
We've always done well, you know, and over the summer, just like every other municipality, it crept up a little bit, but incrementally, a couple numbers here, a couple numbers there.
Right.
But really, since September 15th, we've seen it go from 200 and something, 250, now up to about 330. Just like every town, I think people started to be outside more, got a little lax, got a little like, oh, I can have a family outing, I can do
that.
You really have to, you know,
watch
wear
yourself.
Your mask, practice social distancing, wash your hands. I mean, I feel like I tell the folks exactly what I've told my kids all their life.
What?
You know, practice good hygiene and
it helps.
Be smart because
goes a long way.
If you don't get it, you might, you know, pass it along to a loved one or a friend.
Hey, Mike, say hi to your mom, will you please?
I definitely will.
Okay. Talk to you in a while. Bye, buddy.
Okay.
It's 829 WTIC. Michael Rell, if you'd rather, is the mayor of Weathersfield.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.